pretty and purpose are not one and the same. What am I talking about? Just because you look good doesn't mean that a man should make you his wife. Just because you look good doesn't mean the world should be yours, even though commonly a misconception is that because a woman looks good, people should fly her out. People should give her nice things. People should shower her in rewards. But likewise, on the journey with Christ, the journey to the reward is not going to be pretty. Just because you're in a position that you feel like is nice, just because you feel like you're on your way to a purpose that's big, doesn't mean that the road to it is going to be pretty. Matter of fact, it's usually contrary. Jesus had the biggest call ever. He had to save mankind. Nobody else could do it. He had one of the ugliest journeys. He had no biological father. No. He was born to a woman who didn't even do what it took to conceive. He spent his life being fathered by an entity he couldn't see, as people like to call it when they deny the presence of God. And he only lived for 33 years. So why do we complain? Why do we say, God, why me? Why do we act like God is hard to understand when fact of the matter is we're just not listening long enough to hear him? You know, it's a whole lot harder to hear when you're talking. How often do we get into the presence of God and just be quiet and say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening? When Samuel was called to be a prophet, right? He was hearing the voice of the Lord, but he didn't know it was the voice of the Lord. He continued to go to his father. And his father said, I'm not calling you. He kept saying, here I am, here I am. And he like, I'm not calling you. And eventually his father realized why. Because as you continue to go to wise counsel, as you continue to go to righteous counsel, they're going to guide you on what to do. A lot of us want to do things through life on our own. His father told him, that's the Lord calling you. Say, here I am, your servant is listening. Who's doing it in life right now? Be quiet. Get in God's presence. And wait for him to show you your purpose. God bless you.